is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
ESPN 97.5, 7137803776. One thing we didn't mention, boys, Tom Lehman. He's five under in a PGA tournament, a tournament he won, I believe it was back in the 90s. He's 61 years old, all right? This is like, well, he's five under after round one, so we'll see what happens. But that is just amazing for a guy to be able to play at that level. Now, Bernhard Langer is there as well. Everybody thought Bernhard Langer was going to, at 62 years old, Bernhard Langer was going to be the guy to watch. Little did anyone know that it was going to be Tom Lehman that was the guy to watch. So that's just out there for everybody to watch this. That's a good, there is not a nicer guy on the PGA Tour than Tom Lehman. I've told the story before. You know, we had a technical difficulty once at Sports Night Live. I don't know if you heard, Lance. One time Sports Night Live had camera problems.
I remember when that happened, that one episode.
That one episode where we had a camera problems.
Did we have any issues at 1560, too?
We never had issues at 1560, and we've never had any here as well.
I feel like you might be the jinx on this thing.
I mean, it's technical difficulties kind of follow me around, pretty much. But Webb Simpson, by the way, your boy, is not having a good tournament. Anyway, so Tom, our cameras broke. We were at a dinner with all the golfers. It was the night before or the week of the tournament, the Houston Open here. And our cameras broke. Tom Lehman, I asked him to come over to do something with us. And he's sitting there, and I said, listen, our cameras broke. We'll get them fixed. Thanks for coming. Just go back and have dinner. And he was like, no. I'll wait until your cameras are fixed, and we'll just hang out. And we were talking about how he's a florist. He likes to grow flowers and all this stuff. And finally, the cameras were fixed, and we got to do the interview. And I was like, what a guy. What a great guy Tom Lehman is, that he would just sit here and talk about flowers with me. Isn't that something, Tom?
Were you able to share your expertise on flowers with him?
I did. Hmm. Well, and no, I told him about my brisket. Because I am a master.
You're a pit master.
Pit master.
A master of the pit is what you are?
That's what I am.
Okay. Pig master.
No, I'm a pit master. I have a certificate to prove it. Do you? No. I have is the video proof of your brisket. Okay. Does anybody have that video or that picture of Lance's brisket?
No, it's gone.
No, it's not gone.
You removed it from the internet?
Has Bill O'Brien seen that? Is that why you two?
Bill O'Brien?
Bill O'Brien? I said Bill O'Brien.
Who is called Bill O'Brien that time?
Cal.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. Don't play that every time.
You can't reference it and then go, don't play it.
Don't play that every time.
What are you
time.
Doing playing that? Play it.
Play that. Do not play that, okay? That's just a nice backstory. And then, you know, and then there's other guys like Gary Player who just sued his son and won $5 million off him because he was using his likeness.
Yeah, stop using, use your own likeness, Richard Player or Paul Player. Look at me. What about my likeness? No money. Yeah, that's right.
And he was using, no, the Black Knight is his logo.
Yeah.
And
is it, it's Gary Player's son's logo?
No, it's Gary Player's logo. You know what? Do something for your kids.
That's what happened.
Something for your kids. Stop being a money grubbing POS.
Gary Player. Oh, I'm sorry. You trying to make money off me? Bang, dab.
Oh yeah. Well, I could certainly see that. Okay, if Alec or Marty wanted to make money off of your likeness, okay.
What would his likeness be? What would his nickname be?
He's got the Cowboys hat on.
It has nothing to do with the
No, Jerry Jones is the one that'd sue.
He would sue him. But would his be just a man in a boot?
That boot is so
what
is, old.
What's Lance's? As opposed to the Air Jordan logo, what would Lance's be? Tripping over a curb?
You're real funny, guys. Real funny.
It would be a man stumbling over a curb.
At one point, I was going to try to break my fall with my hand, which might have resulted in a broken wrist. But then, as I realized, and this is actually a great move by me, as I realized that the fall was inevitable, what I did then was tuck my head and rolled. I did a somersault roll because I'm like, well, this is going to happen now. Because I was trying to catch myself, happening. And I realized my foot quickness didn't match what my brain was feeling. Like, oh, you can run through the stumble and you'll be fine.
Right.
And then when I realized, oh, my feet aren't catching up because they hit the purse snatcher guy. Mm. And then I stumbled forward.
What?
I did a front flip. The scouts let the purse snatcher get away. And then they kind of laughed at me falling down.
You know,
and said, are you okay? And I said, yeah, lack of agility.
We would call the back half of that story the one where you lie about the purse snatcher. We call that stolen valor. Stolen valor.
Listen, they're saying there was a person that. That's what they're saying.
That's what you're saying.
Everybody is saying it.
There is no they.
Everybody, they're saying there was a robbery.
There's no there. There's no everybody. It's you.
They're saying I was heroic. That's what they're saying.
If we have any brilliant people with logos, can you please make a silhouette of Lance stumbling over a curb?
That's a hard one.
With a giant boot on.
Yeah.
No, it didn't happen when I had the boot on.
I know, but it's your logo. It's your brand.
I saw Martin Fox walking down the street. He goes, you all right, man? I was like, oh, I can't. You know how something hurts and when you walk it off, it gets better?
Nope.
My walking it off kept making it worse and worse. And I'm like, this is really bad. I remember talking to we saw the Hoke brothers, John Hoke and.
Was Ballard there to laugh at you?
Oh, whenever I got out of the car with my boot on, he was there like, oh my God. And he had his phone up and he's immediately taking pictures of me and my boot and sending them to about like a text string that I'm on.
With all other coaches and scouts.
No, it's just like three other scouts or personnel guys. And he's like, look at this. I literally get out of my car.
Were you in a wheelchair?
No, I had a boot on, and they asked me, would you
with
like
a cane?
One of those?
I hope you had a cane.
Oh, no, a boot's bad enough. I got out of my car with a boot on, and they even asked me at the place, they said, would you like one of those, we can get you one of those rolling.
Walkers?
No, one of those rolling things where you put your knee on it.
Oh,
and you,
oh
you
scooter?
Roll, you
a scooter? Scooter?
Yeah. Would you like a knee scooter? I'm like, no. But no, I don't. I said, but. Said, no, I don't want a knee scooter at the Senior Bowl on the sideline scooting around for guys with their camera phones taking it, you know? No.
Oh, what would have been better with the tennis ball walker?
I'm already persona not. No, the walker would have been better than knee scooter. Trust me. Knee scooter's as low as it could have gone. And I'm like, I absolutely don't want a knee scooter.
We got one.
It's not a curve, but we got one.
It's... falling backwards.
It's not bad. Somebody
it's
didn't
not
make
bad.
That. They just
found it. Yeah. Somebody fall. That's all
it's
you do.
Bad.
Google someone falling.
Appreciate it,
it's
Oscar.
It's a face first. Look for a face first fall. If you're
face
do it.
First fall.
But no. So Bauer, I got out of the car, and all of a sudden I hear. And as I walk around as I walk in my walking boot around the car at the valet, I just hear, "Oh my God!" And I look up and I stare right into a camera phone as he starts firing off paparazzi like pictures. Of me in a boot, holding a bag full of aspirin.
This is a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. You do tucking and rolling.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It doesn't really capture the curb, though, being...
No, like, well, but there's a
14-inch high curb.
Right.
Next time we have a listener event, whenever that might if one of you wants to put that on a shirt...
Where's the purse snatcher?
Mm-hmm. There's no purse snatcher.
Then you can't use that one.
There's no purse snatcher in the picture.
You can't use that one.
He was already like three blocks ahead of you, probably. Whatever the case may be. 713-780-3776.
If I could go back and take one moment away from my life,
it'd be
three things. First marriage is first.
Well, yeah, when you said I do.
Second is posting a picture of a brisket where I cut the end off instead of the middle.
Right.
That was just, and I'm holding a phone and using a serrated knife on a video. Like, none of those. Patrick Fee just once told me, I knew as soon as the video started, you were in trouble. when I saw the knife you had, when I saw where you were cutting, just everything about it was not going to be good.
Right.
And then probably chasing a criminal.
Brian Williams.
Third. Criminal.
Brian Williams is back. You,
full of stolen valor. That's what you're doing right now.
All right. It's 814 ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about the Chastangs once again. 1933 is when they went into business here in the city of Houston selling cars, and they're still doing it in 2020. That is unbelievable, people. You don't stay in business like that unless you're great at what you do, and they are. And they're the nicest, nicest, nicest people. I'm telling you that. And, oh, by the way, they're going to work their hardest to get you into that Ford car or truck at the best possible price. I'm telling you, they'll work all the deals that Ford can give them. They will give you the best deal. And so you're like, well, the number one thing for you is the price, right? Well, they ain't scared of fighting everybody for price in the city of Houston. Everybody. And so when you go there and they're going to work this deal and they're going to work the 84 months, interest-free payments, interest-free for 7 years. That's unbelievable. And then no payments for 6 months. And then they're going to work the deal on nothing down. Look, if you're looking for the best deal in the city, because that's what's most important, right? And then on top of it, they're going to throw great service. On top of it, you're going to get that family atmosphere. On top of it, you're going to get, I'm telling you, the Chastang name behind you, and you're going to love it. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to refer others, and you're going to return, and you're going to buy your car there again, because I will. I'm definitely going to do that. You're looking for the best Ford dealer in the city of Houston. That's Chastang Ford on 610, 5 minutes from downtown Homestead, not Hempstead, Homestead, ChastangFord.com, ChastangFord.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Ned,
he's
Chris,
suing.
Have them all call.
He's suing this guy and that guy.
It's a picture. It's a picture.
Dirty bitches.
Whoa.
F to H, dirty bitches.
What? Why are you playing that again? This is that's not who I am anymore.
Okay.
What? That's not me.
That's not me.
Oh, here's you flying through the air with a boot on.
Pretty good. I like that one.
That's not it. This is it. That's your logo. That's your brand.
That's
Pedro, way to go.
With a boot on. That's actually
that
one's
yeah. Okay, I'll retweet it.
Did he send it to me too?
Yeah, you're on.
I'm gonna
send. I'm gonna retweet it.
Ballard Lance, Rex, and those guys.
Yep, Lance's brand.
Because see,
Lance's logo.
I can be self-deprecating. I don't believe certain people in the city can be self-deprecating.
That is. Whoa! Wow, that's your new logo.
Put that on hats, shirts. I mean, we got a Spicy Boys for Raheel, and we got this for you.
I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. It's you, though.
Nah, that's not. Let's do the Jordan thing with the boot. No. I get in trouble for that, though.
Yeah, you would.
You would get sued.
Yeah, you can't.
Actually,
have,
Steve right now can get sued.
So, that's not on brand, by the way. Jordan it's flying brand. Through the it's air with a boot on.
I would delete that if I were you, Steve, because you could catch a lawsuit. If Jordan sees that and you get on the list, it'd be a big problem for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Putting a boot on him. Stop already. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
So basically his name is Lance Schaub? No, my name's not Lance Schaub.
He was in a boot a lot. Remember, so is you and Ben.
Well, he got hurt with
Lance
a quarterback sneak.
Lance Roethlisberger? Yeah.
He got hurt. Yeah, I'll take Lance Roethlisberger. Eh.
He's always in a boot, too.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. Texas safety B.J. Foster fractured a bone in his hand after getting in a fight with his car bumper, according to Tom Herman.
Car bumper?
Someone apparently hit Foster's car and didn't leave a note, leading Foster to hit the bumper in anger, and he broke a bone in his hand. Well, you know what? A bone in your hand.
So the defensive
push. You know what? He'll be able to play.
Is this a Jeff Kent thing where we're just going to accept this as fact?
I can believe that one.
Why?
Well,
have you ever heard of
Have you ever punched a wall during a game?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
But
during a game.
But
yeah,
punching
that would piss me off too.
How tall is his car that he's punching a bumper? Like was he on his knee looking at his bumper then he punched it?
No, but you could do a real fast punch, but to break your hand, you got to get a lot of torque going.
Well, you just went
it's got to be this. It's not going to be a hammer fist. I don't know. Dell might be right on this one.
It wasn't a great day for Texas DBs. Another DB for them said, I'm no longer playing another snap at Texas.
Oh.
Who was in position to be
Why
a starter.
Why wouldn't you play?
He was?
Yeah.
How could you want to leave the 40 acres?
That's what the report said.
No one wants to leave the 40 acres.
Well,
I think Kevin Durant's still there.
Well, he is still there, but that has changed. The 40 acres isn't as, welcoming. People leave there now.
No. No one leaves the 40 acres. Yeah, you're wrong about that.
Pushed out.
Yeah, Anthony Cook said he will no longer play another snap at Texas.
Oh, that guy wasn't any good anyway.
Yeah.
That's what Anthony Cook said.
Yeah. Listen, where's Longhorn Scott? How good was Anthony Cook?
Was he the one getting roasted by LSU receivers? Not that everyone in the country. Was he the one who got
the one?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Not that he was the only one.
The one? The LSU receivers used?
I don't think he was, but Jamar Chase was putting it on somebody pretty
Justin
good.
Jefferson put it on him, too.
Well, Justin made a great catch.
Yeah.
And that touchdown catch was phenomenal.
Yeah.
What are you going to do if you're a DB?
No, there was nothing.
And really, Jamar Chase made good plays, too, but I don't know if that was him.
I don't remember.
Did he say why?
No, he just said some stuff happened, and I'm not really going to mention it, but I'm out. No longer. I won't take another snap. Won't play another snap.
Time we hear that, I feel like something else.
This is the quote. Due to unfortunate situations, I will not be playing another snap for the University of Texas. This has nothing to do with anyone or anything. Please, and in honor of my podcast, respect my decision.
He did not say respect my
decision. Yes, he did. You think I pulled that?
He used respect my decision? Yeah,
you think I pulled that out of my ass? These players use that all the time. That is why my podcast has that name.
Respect my decision.
Yeah.
I just started watching tape. I started. Najee Harris was the only guy I got through.
Oh, he had a huge game though against LSU.
He did.
Huge.
He did. He looks like about third round talent to me.
Yeah.
doesn't do anything that other guys can't do. Big guy, can run, create yards after contact. But I'm kind of getting excited about watching tape and getting into this stuff a little bit. Although I do think OB tried to clown me a little bit about watching tape yesterday. He made some comment about Zach Cunningham being a good player. I don't know. Lance watches the tape. I don't know what he thinks, but something like that. Yeah. Demean more. Go ahead. I know. All of us are worthless.
Mm-hmm. We don't know nothing.
You think you're the king, and we're all the sorry people.
Mm-hmm.
I just went King Curtis on him. Oh, he thinks he's Mr. Head Coach and General Manager, thinks he's the king of everybody, and we're the sorry people. I'm telling you right now, Jack, bacon is good for me. I screamed out, bacon is good for me to Jack. He didn't know what I was talking about. He said, actually, it's not good for you.
No, he didn't know.
Jack said, it's not good for you,
mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, and it could shorten your life.
Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. College football, July 13th, guys are going to report 1 month. Is that exactly a month? What's today, the 12th or the 13th?
Today's 12th. The 12th.
So just over a month, 8-hour weeks featuring strength training and film study. Mm-hmm. July 24th, 20-hour weeks incorporating physical elements like walkthroughs and a ball. August 7th, training camp begin. Now, it's probably earlier for week zero people.
Yeah, if you're playing August 29th, you'll probably be starting that a week earlier.
Right, a week earlier for week zero people. So, college football is back, brother. I think that, listen, and we're at one of our worst points ever in Harris County, right? I mean, as far as hospital beds and COVID and
I'd rather it happen now in June.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Spikes will go down. We'll keep getting infected, and it'll keep working through the population, and then we'll eventually see a decline. I'd rather be in June than July,
absolutely.
To be honest with you.
Absolutely.
So that's why, to me, flatten the curve, I started realizing, man, in a weird way, the sooner you open it up, the sooner we can take our lumps, because it was always going to happen. It was a matter of time. Unless you continued to be sheltered home and then your economy completely collapsed and everything fell apart. We all knew that. That's why there had to be an opening. So I'd rather go through it now. I hope I don't have to go through it, or anyone in my family, or anyone that at this station. I do wonder, though. We're such a spike, and we're all back and all that. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe we need to do some separate. I don't worry as much about this show, but you do have a lot of interns coming in here and stuff like that. And sales staff coming
this is
up
the
here.
Best intern.
In the
intern.
Midst of the spike.
This intern's a golf. He's a golf fan. It's the best intern we've ever had.
Who is it? Is it Will?
No. I forget his name.
I usually only see Will or Peyton out there.
Why Will or Peyton?
Those are the two. What about Matthew? Out there.
What about Matthew? He's the poker player. The poker player intern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew. What's his last name?
No one knows that. He does.
Barrios.
That's not Barrios.
100%.
Is it Matthew Barrios? No,
if
you're
I'm lying. I'm dying.
Is it?
Yep.
But this one was, he was talking about Jimmy Walker's steel shafts and how far Jimmy Walker was hitting his three wood.
Oh, you immediately like.
I was like.
This one is named Will, by the way.
Will?
Yeah. Will Doctor.
No.
You're just making up last names now.
Okay. Y'all keep acting like I don't know. Ask him. Yell out there. What's your last name, Will?
What's Will's last name? Ask Will his last name.
Ask him.
I don't.
I tell he Will might he have the Rona. Here, I don't want to talk to
him. We'll put him on.
6 feet. No,
we'll put him on.
Not too close.
Yeah. Nah. We're in the midst of a coronavirus spike. I don't need.
It is intent. Doctor.
It is Doctor.
Will Doctor?
Yes.
Yeah. I knew that.
Sharp. And he's an NFL draft guy, too. I feel like he's a plant. Like he goes, I need to get in radio. What's my best way? Learn a bunch of golf and some draft.
Yeah. That's the best way to get on the radio. Right.
Yeah. He knew. He did his homework. I respect it. Yeah. I actually, to be honest, I had these interns. I do this every year. I talk to the interns about different stuff. This year, I just went out there. There was a group of about 9 of them sitting around in a super tight cluster. And I said, oh, coronavirus guys, what's up? Hey, what's up, Rona kids? Hey, listen.
Listen, the kids don't care about the Rona.
Me and John do a sports talk show every day and there's no sports. What would you do if you had a sports talk show? I want you to set up your own 2-hour sports talk show and send me an email with what your show would look like. Here's where the breaks are. Tell me what your topics would be. And here's what Will said. I thought Will had a good one. Will had a good one, I thought. He said, Will had one of them that was pretty good. There's actually a few pretty good ones. He said,
Mount Rushmore.
Struck, no, it wasn't Mount Rushmore.
Wasn't Mount Rushmore.
I've been interviewing,
LeBron versus Jordan.
Like, he's been interviewing undrafted free agents who have signed with teams since the draft. His interviews are pretty good. I listened to some of them on SoundCloud. He said, if I could put a full show together to talk about day-to-day events, I would try to tie what is going on in the world off the field and try to see how athletes, coaches, and other figures in the world and sports are reacting to it. Here's his example of what he would do for a sports show. Having a guest on who played alongside George Floyd at Yates during the 92 state championship run to talk about the type of person he was. Changes in the future, college, meaning college athletes being able to use their name to profit, which we've done that. The safety threats stadiums, universities, and other sports complexes could face with COVID. Having 22 NBA teams at one facility in Orlando is going to be so different. Pros and cons and challenges. The challenges the Olympic Committee is going to face a year away, but what if we see a second outbreak? Leaves the IOC in a tough spot. These are just a few of the examples. So I thought those were good mm-hmm. examples. But, mm-hmm. you know, there are other people, some other interns.
You know what we should do? Just talk golf with a guy from Carlton Woods,
yeah,
which we did yesterday. That was a big hit.
No, it went over real well.
That was a big, big hit with everybody.
Everyone thought it wasn't because everyone thought it was me doing an imitation.
I know.
I got that in a bunch of, tell Lance that the jig is up. We know this is a character. Like, it's not a character.
It wasn't a character.
Jason Alexander.
It was Jason Alexander from Carlton Woods.
Yeah,
and he had a good time. I saw him afterwards. He said it was great.
Lance is doing one of his voices. No one's doing a real Southern accent like this. I'm like, not me, guys.
No.
This is not.
That was not a joke. It was Jason Alexander. 829 ESPN 97.5 713-780 3776.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 832 ESPN 97.5, 7378037767, 7378037776 is the number. There's a chance. You know, the collective bargaining, baseball collective bargaining agreement says that they got to play 48 games. There's a chance that the thought is out there that Major League, the players, if they got to play the 48 games, the players are just going to say, nah. Nah, we ain't doing that. Unless we can come to an agreement, not one that's already written out in the collective bargaining agreement, nah, we're going to pass. We're going to pass on the 2020 season.
Who doesn't like that at all? The low-level payment guys. The minimum salary guys, they're going to need some money coming in.
Listen, if they can't get their prorated salaries over a half a season, I don't know.
You know what? Bleep baseball if they can't figure this out. Serious. I mean, if you can't figure something out, if you guys can't come to some agreement, and I guess, you know, you both have to try to find a way to give in and compromise, but they're just not going to.
If Manfred imposes his own plan, it likely won't meet all of the safety guidelines, and then players are going to hide behind the safety guidelines.
Well, the NBA is already throwing that out there.
That players will be seeking. Given the players will be the one risking their health while also putting their families at risk. Several won't see it as worth it, given the significant pay cut enforced on them. Well, you're going to get, what, a third of your money, right? You're just going to get a third of your money, that's all. So they're going to have to come to an agreement with that will be, and it's going to have to be more than 48 games. 48 games, goodness gracious. Are you interested in, do you think, now you want to talk about an asterisk, a 48-game season?
I'm extraordinarily interested by that because every game, I really can't miss a game. You can miss a game during a 162-game schedule. Like, I'm going out to dinner. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's 162. Who cares? I can pay attention to
48 still game. A lot. Del, you're going to miss a game? You won't miss a game, though.
48 is a
lot. I can't promise that.
In regards to a football season, but it's really not that much. You get off to a bad you get swept in a 3-game series or however that works, that's not good. No. That's the KT Wiz.
Yeah.
We're playing terrible baseball right now in Korea.
The KT Wiz are playing terrible? I have no
idea. NC Dinos are playing great.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, listen, a 48-game, and I'm telling you, I mean, it would be optimal for the Astros. 50-year-old pitchers and a good offense that should, you know, come out of the box, although they always struggle the first week for whatever reason. But 48 games, the Astros will have the division in hand.
How long does it take Alex Bregman to get going? Notorious slow starter.
That's true. He's working right now, Del.
He always works.
He's working ass off right now.
I don't question whether he works, but he is a slow starter.
Yeah, he is. So you know what? Then he sits. Okay.
Oh.
Then you trade him for Chris Sale. All right.
You're just trying to piss him off. So no. He comes out hot.
I'm defending AJ, our guy. Okay.
AJ who?
AJ Hoffman.
Oh, he's our guy.
He's our guy.
He's already lost that battle.
No, he didn't. He won that battle.
No, did you see Bregman's tweet?
I saw
when Bregman searched out his name.
Oh man, it didn't go well for AJ.
No, and then Bregman wins a World Series.
Yeah, no, and homered off Sale.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't think about that. Screaming in the dugout, AJ.
Uh-huh.
Not AJ, but Bregman.
Yep. So John Harbaugh, none too pleased with the guidelines and he finds them to be frustrating and unrealistic. I've seen all the memos on that, and to be quite honest with you, it's impossible what they're asking us to do. Humanly impossible. So we're going to do everything we can. We're going to space. We're going to have masks. But, you know, it's a communication sport. We have to be able to communicate with each other in person. We have to practice. I'm pretty sure the huddle is not going to be 6 foot apart for space. Are you guys
take your
are guys
test.
Going to shower one what at the, a time all day? The, are guys going to lift weights one at a time? These are the things the league and the players need to get a handle on, needs to get agreed with some common sense that we can operate in a 13-hour day.
Honestly, take the testing. This is already being done in Bundesliga. It's being done in Korean baseball. Take the test. It's being done in the UFC. Why do people act like if you are negative, if you take a test and you're negative, you're good? What's so hard to understand about that? You can be in proximity. There's actually guys fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty close. That's within 6 feet. You actually have guys fighting each other, grappling and all that stuff during a pandemic. You know why? Because they all got tested and those guys came out negative. Look, you have to have wholesale massive testing.
That's
what you have to have.
Is there enough testing? That's the thing. And wait a minute, but I test negative. I go back to my hotel. Somebody there, whatever, the cleaning lady, whatever. I get it. The waiter, the waitress at the And then I come back and then I give it to everybody because we're all.
Then don't have a waiter or waitress then.
Well, what do you mean? Everybody's got. You got to have people that are. You can't do everything by your own.
If there's not the same contact issues, then the cleaning lady.
Are we all going to live in a bubble? So I'm not going. Wait a minute. My family is not going to be able to go anywhere, do anything. We're going to all live in a bubble.
No, here's what you could do. Nobody gets paid. Your entire industry collapses and your economy collapses.
Yeah.
Because this is. Listen. You guys can act like this can go on forever and ever. Ask Tillman Fertitta how does he like losing all this money. Now, granted, a lot of it is restaurant and service industry.
No, I'm with you.
These guys
think,
have to.
Listen, we got to get back and we got to do. I'm with you 100%. What I'm saying is that this isn't. Suppose a team breaks out with, you know, their whole offensive line is hanging out in their offensive line room,
yeah.
and they all get sick. What happens then?
Well, that's why you have to take precautions to make sure that they don't have it coming into the stadium. And it may involve a lot of testing, a lot more testing than you're willing to get. It may involve
and we see the more testing, guess what happens? The more positives.
Lance has pointed out.
Well, but that's okay.
Why the Bundesliga has been going on for how long, and we haven't heard of one positive test from a player. Right. So it can't be done. Now, Germany doesn't have the same issues we're currently having with the uptick in testing. We'll see what happens once we get closer to the season. I have to say it again. You're going to have to do things that are uncomfortable if you want to play. That's simple as that.
Including sacrifices about how you eat, how you do certain things, possibly. Now, there's also a thought. I will say this, too. There is a thought in professional football right now, in NFL circles, that the season is not going to start on time. That they are pretending that it's going to start on time,
and then they're going to take the first four games.
It's getting pushed back.
Yeah, the first four games. So I could definitely see the first four games
being
back.
Exactly. It's not being discussed publicly right now, but I can tell you behind the scenes, talking to some NFL people, they still believe that's a very real possibility that their season starts in October.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can see that.
And all they're doing is just distancing themselves from coronavirus.
And all the preseason games are going to go away.
The masks, the shield, you know, the shield idea, that was kind of brought up. And, you know, I guess J.J. Watt said you can't really breathe in it. It's a lot harder to breathe with that mask all the way over you playing like that. So
over your face mask?
Yeah, you know,
the Chuck Foreman.
It limits the amount of, it's one thing to have it here, but to cover your mouth and to go all the way down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just too limiting from a breathing standpoint. So, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do this. I mean, you know, we certainly need football to go. We at the station, for our health of staying on the air, we need sports to be played.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the reality.
The unfortunate part is that it looks like they're going to push the Super Bowl back to February 28th, and Lent starts February 17th, so I wouldn't be able to drink during the Super Bowl.
They're going to have to take a look at that then. Maybe they can couch that for now. Or maybe they can push Lent back.
Yeah, well,
is the church talking about pushing Lent back a little
bit? No, they're not pushing Lent back. Not for the Super Bowl, I don't think. But we can see. I might petition.
We know Lent usually starts here, and we know that it's not tied to, it's not like a holiday. It really is something much more deeply religious and tied to the resurrection of Christ and Christ's suffering. But we don't want this to fall during a Super Bowl also. So we need to push back. No, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see church leaders saying.
I mean, we'll see. Don't listen. We'll see.
I mean, I know it's a different time right now. We're in a different time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to still be in play though.
Mm.
Unless you want to just get out of the church completely, so you can have drinks for it, and maybe jump back in mid Lent.
No, I take Lent thing. Off. You know okay. what? But and if I'm going to have to, you know what? I've got my own cross to bear.
Sacrifices have to be made, John. You have to. That's a sacrifice you might have
that's
to make.
Right.
That's no right. drinking during the Super Bowl.
That'll be terrible. That'll be a terrible, the worst Super Bowl I've ever had. Okay, ever my Super Bowl that will be the worst. 713-780-3776-843 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about HRP, HRP.net, HRP.net. This is a time when you have needed your payroll company to take care of all of your stimulus packages, your PPP, your loans, everything that you've had to have. And I don't know if your payroll company has met all of your needs, if they haven't answered all of your questions. Have they been responsive to you? Have they gotten back to you right away? Have they done everything that you have? What about your unemployment packages? What about, because that's a pain. That is a pain to have to deal with as a company, all of the unemployment claims. Well, there's that. And there's the, Families First Act for the coronavirus. Have they taken care of that for you? And are they still taking care of you with your tax needs? Because that's also something that they should be taking care of with the Affordable Care Act. Are they knowledgeable in that as well? All of these things are critical for you and your business. Well, HRP is here. They are experts at all of it, and they have done wonderful for us and all of their clients throughout this pandemic. Call them if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company. 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, looking at a story here about the Texans' defense, better or worse. And okay, defensive line. Losing DJ Reader and picking up Ross Blacklock, basically.
Worse.
Jonathan Greenard. Worse.
Yeah, worse. I mean, Reader's not a rookie. Reader's an accomplished, disruptive interior defender. And Blacklock is an unproven rookie.
Yeah.
It's worse.
J.J. Watt, Charles Menehue, Brandon Dunn, Angelo Blackson, Carlos Watkins, Iris Savage Lewis, Eddie Vanderdoes, Ross Blacklock, Jonathan Greenard, and Azoye Adefoye.
So the thing is, I don't know that Greenard is going to be a factor. I mean, he's got to get through Ejiofor, who comes back. He's got to get through Brennan Scarlett. They already gave a bunch of money to Whitney Merciless for whatever reason, so he's in. So now you have So I don't think Greenard is a factor. I do think that there's a chance Charles Menehue could be a bigger factor this year
mm-hmm.
as a pass rusher. He came on at times last year. So I think he could get better. So
he looked pretty good, yeah.
JJ could maybe stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance he'll play more than 8 games this year.
No, there's a chance.
I mean, it hasn't worked out 3 of the last 4 years, but there's a chance JJ will play this year.
Inside linebackers, they're the same.
Same. Good.
Will they be better with another year? I don't know, maybe. Zach Cunningham take on a bigger... I don't know. We'll see. Outside linebackers, you had a Devin Bellamy and Jameer Jones. You got Whitney Merciless, Brennan Scarlett, Jacob Martin, Duke Ejiofor. Now, there's Duke Ejiofor.
I think he's a player. I actually think Duke Ejiofor, he's not explosive, but he's really skilled and talented with his hands. I actually think Duke Ejiofor could surprise some people. Davin Bellamy is a practice squad guy. Jameer Jones is a project who's got some talent, but he's still a project. So those guys aren't factors.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think Duke Ejiofor is a guy you really have to keep your eye on this year because he was hurt. Remember, he got hurt last year in the preseason and missed the entire year.
So he comes back, and this is after flashing his rookie year. So I think Duke Ejiofor is a late-round pick from 2019. No, yeah, 2019 draft. I do think he's a guy you may hear a little bit more about this year. Don't forget about him.
Safeties, he added Eric Murray, Michael Thomas, Jalen Watkins, Shalom Luani. You lost Tayshaun Gibson. You got Justin Reed, A.J. Moore, Jonathan Owens. They say the same.
Let's say they lost Gibson.
They cut him.
Let's say they dropped him off somewhere on the side of the road. Like, yeah. Get out of here.
Right. They cut Gibson and the Bears signed him. I think they'll be better.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it.
They say this says the same. I think they'll be better. First of all, is Justin Reed going to be healthy? He played with a shoulder, torn shoulder, torn labrum. So, he's going to step up, and he can be a star in the league. He can be a star safety, one of the better safeties in the league. So, him healthy with Eric Murray and Michael Thomas, from what we've seen or what we've heard, they should be better. Tayshaun Gibson, another defensive back from the Jaguars. Don't ever do that again. Aaron Colvin and Tayshaun Gibson. Goodness gracious. Don't ever do that again.
Stop it.
Stop getting
Jaguars.
Hey, you suck too. Corners, you added John Reed in the fourth round. You liked him, didn't you?
Sorry, I think he's better than other people did. I thought Texans maybe overdrafted him a little. His fourth, right?
Fourth round.
Really good workout. Good quick feet.
How's he practice?
Good practicer.
He is.
The further along you get down the field, he loses his speed. But in short area stuff, he's got good quickness, has a chance to mirror and match as a slot cornerback. So I think he actually has a chance. I liked him better than most teams. Most teams I talked to didn't like him very much. They had him sixth round to undrafted. I thought he would have had fifth round. I had him as a fifth rounder. So me and the Texans saw him the same way. Me and the Texans actually see a lot of draft. I think me and O'Brien actually see guys kind of similar.
You guys are almost the same guy. You and O'Brien.
Well, I don't see the moves to get certain players the
same. I think you would have done it.
See the pro personnel side the same, but I think we do see kind of draft prospects similarly because I know he looks for traits, and that's what I was taught.
Returning Bradley Roby, Lonnie Johnson, Gary Conley, Vernon Hargraves, Philip Gaines, Keon Crossan, Cornell Armstrong, Anthony Chesley.
So you got a lot of cast-offs. Let's just be honest about that. They can spin it however they want. We give a third rounder for Conley. He's a former first-round pick. Gary Conley was a cast-off. If you're a good cornerback drafted in the first, the team's not trying to get rid of you. Vernon Hargraves, the first-rounder.
When you didn't offer him the fifth year either.
Yeah. No. So let's just be real about this. These are cast-offs. Philip
Gaines was a cast-off. Crossan.
Yeah. Crossan, special teams guy, too. So they have to prove themselves this year. Lonnie Johnson needs to take a step. Lonnie needs to take a step up this year. Hmm. There's no time. There's no more time for Lonnie to keep on. He's got to keep learning, but he's got to start playing better football this year. He has to. There's no other choice.
Who do you trust the most on the other side from Roby? Who's going to be
Jonathan
on that
Joseph.
Outside? He's with the Titans now.
Kareem.
He's with the Broncos.
Tyrann Mathieu?
No, he's with the Chiefs. He won title. He
Colvin.
Won. Yeah. Is he still in football?
I don't think he's in football.
No.
So that's the problem. You've got Lonnie Johnson's a starter. Who are we missing here? Oh, it's going to be Gary Conley. Gary Conley, Lonnie Johnson, and Bradley Roby. But I also think the guy that they're not mentioning, did they mention Xavier Crawford in there anywhere?
No.
Okay, he was drafted in the sixth round last year. And I think he has some ability, but he's very skinny guy. But I thought he had some ability. So I'm interested to see if he pops up out of nowhere. I could see him taking on one of the top five cornerback spots and maybe them getting rid of a guy like maybe even Vernon Hargraves is gone. So he's another guy I would keep my eye on. Keep my eye on Duke Ejiofor. Keep my eye on Xavier Crawford in year two if maybe he takes a step up.
Xavier or Xavian?
It is Xavian.
Xavian. Isn't it?
I think it might be Xavian Crawford, no. Yeah. You might be right.
That's worrisome, especially without a pass rush.
No, it is. It's Xavier.
It's Xavier?
Yeah, it's Xavier Crawford.
Okay. That's the DBs. I think the corners are the most worrisome for me. If you want to know the truth, without a pass rush, well, obviously the pass rush is the most worrisome, but without a pass rush, those guys are going to be asked to do a hell of a lot, and I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure that they're going to be able to, especially against the likes, especially early on against the Chiefs. Man, against the Ravens, against the Steelers, against the Vikings. No, this is going to be a rough start. Unless, again, if they move those first four games, Texans could start off pretty well.
Yeah, if you get rid of some of the tough ones.
Well, yeah, if you move them all to the back of the season.
But I do think there is a chance because now you see NBA players.
Would it be advantageous, though? Okay, more advantageous for the Texans to play those first four games or move them to the back of the schedule?
No, I think moving them is advantageous, except for the fact you have important players like J.J. and Will. Well, J.J., Brandon Cooks, and Will Fuller who have some concerns. And I know the Texans' line is, oh, who cares about the concussions? Brandon Cooks only missed 2 games in 2 years, so who cares about concussions? Me, probably Brandon Cooks. 4 concussions in 2 years is, I understand that he only missed 2 games. The number of concussions is still starting to
You're more apt to get another concussion if you have a concussion.
Yeah.
And the more that when they start to add up, you're.
And one of his concussions happened in the Super Bowl. So obviously he didn't miss any games after the Super Bowl.
And he actually played in that Super Bowl. That wasn't.
So maybe they weren't bad concussions. Well,
wasn't that pretty early in the Super Bowl?
It might have been. So maybe they weren't bad concussions, you know, because he didn't miss as much time. It's still the C word, which is a little scary in the NFL, concussions. But I don't know. I think that it could benefit.
What kind of concussions were there?
I don't know. I'm not sure how.
The good kind? Were they the good?
I don't think there's any, like the good fat. Is it the good fat like avocado?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't think any concussions are probably good.
So these weren't trans fat concussions?
These weren't trans fat. Oh, no, maybe they were. No, wait. Trans fat is a bad
one. That's a bad
fat
one.
Fat. That's what I'm saying. So they weren't trans fat concussions.
Yeah, I guess not. But anyway, so I'm not sure that waiting until deeper in the season is the best thing in the world, theoretically, with J.J. Watt and Will Fuller being a big part of your offense, defense, and having injury issues. But you know, getting more reps for Lonnie Johnson, getting more reps for Tytus Howard, who played less than half a year, that also will benefit the Texans, I think, by the time they have to play those harder games. So there's that, too. Having Blacklock play, get some reps before he has to go against those better teams, yeah, that should benefit him.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think Blacklock will be – that's going to be a nice addition. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. 856 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about, because I took my CBD oil this morning. I take it, you know, in the morning, and I take it at night before I go to bed. It's really, really is making a difference for me. I've got chronic back issues that I don't know why, but maybe it's because I don't know. And listen, this American Shaman, CBD American Shaman, is different than any other CBD shops. And there's a bunch of CBD shops out there. But you make sure that your CBD oil is water soluble. And guess what? That nanotechnology is only at American Shaman. It can be absorbed into the bloodstream much quicker and efficiently than regular CBD oil. When you drop, you put the droplets of CBD oil into the water, does it mix immediately? Because that's the same thing. Or if it looks like oil and water and they don't mix, well, that's how it's going into your body, and it won't mix and it won't hit the spots that you want it to hit. When CBD oil from American Shaman, it blends into the water, totally water soluble. Then you drink it, and then it in your body, it's got the same reaction. Everyday stress, inflammatory response, calmness, relaxation, quality sleep, healthy joint function, natural sleep, a healthy immune system, all of these things. And right now, this week until tomorrow, you can get a free can of CBD water while supplies last at any CBD American Shaman. Visit shopcbdtx.com. Shopcbdtx.com. CBDTX.com to find the location nearest you. They're all over the city. Shop CBDTX.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.